the security guard, today's your turn. Okay, that was not on, right? Okay, so we begin a new sugya, and the Gemara gets into the sugya again for the same story. We're still trying to figure out the Shachmatai and the Mishnah, La Rei Zeh, Kerei Zeh. Now, what you think the La Rei Zeh, Kerei Zeh is, depending on what you think the Zeh and the Zeh is. So if you think that the Zeh means Adam, and you think the other Zeh is Shor, then you have to try to give back and forth between the two. So the Gemara presents that on the first Interim Commandments in Dalet and Aleph. The Gemara says, Lo Rei Shor Shemishamas HaKofer, Kri Adam She'ei Mishamas HaKofer. So according to the interpretation of Rav, that Mava means Adam, so what the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting Shor and Adam and saying, if it would have just said in the Torah, the Parish of Shor, and not said the Parish of Adam Amazik, I would have said, I don't know, Shor is much more Chomer than Adam. You can't derive Adam from Shor. What's the Chomer that Shor has that Adam doesn't have? Shor pays kofar. So if a Shor kills somebody, you have to get a Shor, Mu'ah kills somebody after three times, so the Baalim have to pay kofar. Whereas, if a person kills somebody, there's no chiyuv of kofar. So you see that Shor is much, much greater than Adam. Shor is more chomer than Adam. So therefore, just because you have a parash of Shor HaMazik, doesn't necessarily translate to mean, doesn't mean we can extrapolate to an Adam HaMazik. And vice versa. If the Torah would have only said Adam HaMazik, and not said Shor, I would have argued, Adam HaMazik is very, very chomer, because the Adam, you pay Dalet Devarim, whereas Dalet Varm can't exist by any other case, doesn't exist by Shor. So the bottom line is, that's on a Shav Shem, and Shadak and Lahazik, therefore you need both of them, and then the combination together, so they're similar. So it's that one line that the Rishonim become very, very puzzled with, that the Gemara was trying to figure out a hierarchy, which is greater than which, who's the more serious of the two. So we have Adam, and we have Shor, and we're trying to figure out which way to draw the carrot, right? So, what was his name? What was his name? Who remembers? Trivian this year.
Sorry,
Doc. No. Okay. The carrot was Weinbach. We don't have anybody left from that Kufa. We're back to where we went there at Chelsea. Yeah, you don't remember, Mr. Olt. I think it's right before your time. We had a boy in the Shia. I forgot his first name, but his name was Weinbach. It goes back already, 5-6 years ago. And for some reason, I had like a mental block. Every time I would get to one of these kinds of things, and I wasn't sure whether to do this or to do that, I could never remember whether that means the higher amount, that means the higher amount. So he was in charge of time. I don't know why, how it happened. It's kind of like a baseline of silver, but it comes with some bach and become identified with a certain thing. So Weinbach became the guy, he was the appointment of the carrot. So every time, I don't know what else was going on in Shia, but there's a nice boy. Sorry, Weinbach. Just in case you listen. But that he always remembered. He always remembered the carrot. So over here, the Gemara is telling us that the carrot goes in multiple directions. Adam has certain chumras, and sure. One time I was saying a Shia, and I was telling over a story about, I forgot what it was, and I got a call the next day from a Rav in Nova Scotia, that he was so excited. He said, listen to the Shia all the time. He was so excited at that point in the Shia. So the next time, I quoted something that he had said, I had something about McVath, I had some mikvah in Nova Scotia, something. So I made a point of saying, give a shout out to the Rav. He called me the next day to tell me he appreciated the shout out and what it does. So you never know who's listening. Okay, so here the Gemara says, you know, either way, Adam has chumra, Shor has chumra. What's the chumra that Shor has over Adam? Listen, it's gevaldike chumra, an unbelievable chumra that Shor has over Adam. Listen to this, that Shor pays kofar, because Adam, Eino, which I was looking for. Wow, that's a chumra, right? What's the kasha? As they say, with such chumras, who needs coolers? I said, that's a chumra? Why does the person not pay kofar? Why does he pay kofar? Because what happens to him? Because he's killed. So, in the hierarchy of things, kofar is not as bad as we thought it was. So you're already telling me a story. The Shor is much more chumra than Adam, because Shor pays kofar and Adam doesn't. So what do you mean? If the person gets killed, that's why he doesn't pay the kofar. So that's not an indication of coolers or chumras. So Rashi already was sensitive to that. Rashi already jumped attention on that. And Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Did Rashi say something? What? Rashi Chavav said it? Rashi didn't say it here, right? What? Rashi's only in Chavav, right? What? Okay. So Rashi tells you the following story. Rashi says that Kigon the Mazid Flo Ashube the Laser Bakatola Velaba Golus. Rashi says, I'll find you a case where what? Where I'll find you a case? Where the person won't be Chayav Misa. He'll slip between the cracks. He won't be Chayav Misa. And under those circumstances where he's not Chayav Misa anyway, and he still doesn't pay kofar, says Rashi. Oh, he still doesn't pay kofar, even though he's not Chayav Misa. So that taka highlights the fact that an Adam is not as chomer as a shore, because now they're on equal footing, there's no chi of misa, and Afa Bichain, he still doesn't pay kosher. Is it Rashi said? So Rashi has to work hard and chavav to find your case. The maze of Bishogi, with us or without us, it gets complicated, but that's the goal that Rashi is trying to say. So comes Tosus and Dabdal and Dabdal, and calls the Kasha in the name of the Riva. Hikshi Riva, my chum Riva. Hi, the aim of Shalmas a Kleif, and Mishim the Kim and Ramine. So comes the Riva and says, similar to Rashi, the T-Rates, the Shogig Nami part of the Tan Vechiski. Comes the Riva and says, that no, I'll find you a case where you're not killed, and you don't take off, eh? And what's the case? Shogig. And why is Taka Shogig? You killed somebody, Shogig. Taka, why didn't you pay kofar? So this is the first introduction to the principle called Tanat V'chizki. Tanat V'chizki is a famous braisa that appears in Ksubas in the third parak. We spent a lot of time in this room in Ksubas a few years ago. Tanat V'chizki teaches me that if you do an action that, if done b'mezid, would have carried with it Mises Beis Din, even though you did it b'shogeg, and l'maisi you're not going to get killed, but what halacha still kicks in? Kamud Ramine. So the Ikud in the original parsha of Kamud Ramine means a case where I killed somebody in the Mazin. So I'm going to get Chiyah Mises Beis Din. I don't pay money. Come Tan Vechizkiya. And Darshan, the whole complicated limud, Parshas Emor, that just as the Mazid, where the person's prachli going to get killed, he doesn't pay money, so to Bishayeg, when he's not prachli going to get killed, he also doesn't pay money. So when all the dust settles, says the Riva, you want to know, why is it that Adam Enim Hashama said kosher? Why is that true, Adam Enim Hashama said kosher? It says the Riva, well, sometimes it's based on, because it's Kamlei, and sometimes it's based on Tanad Vechizkiya, which is a extension, a watered-down version of Kamud Ramine. So the Riva says, that's what HaGemara is talking about, Dadalam and Halif. That when the Gemara makes it and says that a shore is more chomer than an Adam, so Frek the Riva Kasha, what do you mean, but the Adam's more chomer because he didn't get killed? HaGemara King is not going to get killed. So what do you see from the Riva Shita? That fundamentally the Sugya of Kamud Ramine, with its extension of Tanad Vechizkiya, does apply to Kleifer. Kleifer is a perfect candidate for Kamud Ramine. It's a perfect candidate for Tanat Vechizkiya, and that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. On the Dalam and Aleph, that Kleifer is bound, is ruled, is governed by the regular rules of Kamud Ramine. So comes Tosus, and now quotes from the Re. Well, that's exactly what we're setting ourselves up for the Sugya. So we just observed the Riva. We observed Rashi and the Chavav. We observed the Rival over here. But these Rishonim are saying that the regular parsha of Kamud Ramine, Tan Vechizkiya, those halachas apply to kofar.
Can you repeat the question we're trying to answer?
Yeah, the Gemara says that if it would have just said Shor Hamazik is Chayev, I wouldn't have been able to learn that Adam. Why? Because Shor is so much more chomer. Why is it more chomer? Because if a Shor kills somebody, you have to be kofar. Adam kills somebody, get away scot-free. So you see that Shor is greater than Adam. Frek the Rival. You don't see Shor is greater than Adam. Adam is more chomer than Shor. Adam gets killed. So how does the fact that you don't pay kofar show that it's less chomer? So you have to find, you have to make up a case, a scenario, where there's no kofar and you don't get killed. So we're searching for that case, and we've all discovered it, shogeg, i.e., you're covered, you don't pay kofar, because it's a tanat vechizkiya, you know? And you can't say, well, it's so chomer, I'm getting killed.
Two questions. One on Rashi. Rashi says that made it below Hasra. In the case where you don't pay kofar, but in case of Kofar also Vishur. Without Hasra, if it's not Muad, then you wouldn't pay.
No. You don't mean that. Once it's a Shur, Muad, whether or not, there's no such thing as Hasra for Shur. It's
okay,
different.
Muad is different than Hasra.
Yeah.
Okay, and then on the question on the Riva, in the case of Kandir Kiske, you still. Shoge is. You still get a Gullah.
Okay, so Rashi was sensitive to that on Daf Chavon. Okay, because Golos may not necessarily be enough in Onesh to create Kimud Ramine. That's a big question. Is Golos really in Onesh? Is Golos a Kapar? That's a whole another ball. The whole Marcus is again in the second part. Okay, so again, so the only thing we want to extract so far is the Rivaz Yisod is that Kofar is on the list of Kimud Ramine. So we have a lot of it. Who remembers just some very, very simple examples? Give me one or two examples of Kimud Ramine. Simple case of Kimud Ramine. Okay, what do you got? Another one? Sorry, right, you burned down someone's house on Shabbos. Those regular dinim of Nizach, of Nazikin, or who remembers? Who learned Merubah with us 12 years ago? Who remembers? Okay. A guy steals an animal and he shechts it on Shabbos, so the Chi of Dal Behe doesn't kick in, come and drive me neg. Who learned Ksubas with us 5 years ago? The person is Ma'anes who? He's Ma'anes. He's someone who is Chayav Misa to, right? So if you ba'ane somebody chay misa to, so then there's not going to be any kedas kibud ramine. So again, kibud ramine we know it applies to tashlumei nezek and applies to tashlumei kefel and applies to tashlumei einus and mafate. So comes the Rivon and says, who are the nami? It applies to tashlumei kefel. But machteres is right. It's nezek, right. Okay, it's nezek, right. That's the quasi, comes around. It's not real kibud ramine. It's not mamish chay misa bezin, but that's the equivalent. Yeah. Okay, Mazik. Hey, okay, good. So comes the Ri and says the whole Rivaz is not correct. Comes the Ri and says, no, not true. Omer Ri, the La Pirchei Klal, the whole premise of the Ri is not right. Why? The Lo Miftar Mishum Kim Levid Ramine. Kim Levid Ramine, says the Ri, does not apply to Tashlumei Kofar. Finish, end of discussion. It never did, never will. It's not even on the radar screen. The reason why you are potter from Kofar is not because you chayv misa. That's not the reason why. And therefore, and if there's no real kibud ramine b'meizid, then there's no watered down extended kibud ramine of shogeg. Tanzichizki means in a case where if you would have done it b'meizid, you would have been chayv misa. So if you did it b'shogeg, this vayta there's also kibud ramine. But if the ikar kibud ramine doesn't apply to shlumei kofar, so then the whole time of the Chizkiyah falls by the wayside as well. And says, so I'll bring you a raya. In the commandment of Beis Mashma, the Elaf Kred, the Lovelo Adam, have you a feeling Adam is Shosh, is Chayav Meiz, and Misa, the Kofar? And may Allah put you a feel of Shoygeg. Says, Tosfos, the Gemara on Daf Chavav has a Havamina that you should take Kofar to Adam. The Gemara says, Yehei Adam Chayav Kofar. And the Gemara says, no, it's a Pasuk. Im Kofi Yushas, Allah, 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 Adam. No, what's the Kasha of the Ri? If the Rivaz is right, then what? Kimud Ramine applies. What do I need a pasuk for? Kimud Ramine, I already know Flood of Sukkim. I know this is then Kimud Ramine. That's learned from the Mevel Adus. I know that already. So why in the world does the Gemara have to come up with a brand new drush, exerce a cost of the pater, Adam and Kofar, take away it's covered by the regular din of Kimud Ramine? Examine from those, says the Ri, that Kimud Ramine doesn't apply to Kofar. The whole Rivaz is incorrect. Mechilavi Atzaif. So we appreciate where the Ri is coming from. We see why it reads smooth into Agamar. We appreciate the necessity for the drush of Allah Lamait other Mikhaifa, because it wasn't covered Kim Ramine. But we're not sure conceptually why he's right. So Taka, why is Kofar not covered by Kim Ramine? Taka, why not? What is it about Kofar that makes it Ois Kim Ramine? Now the reverse says it's nothing, therefore it is Kim Ramine, but the Ri is learning. He just wrote a proof of argument from the Gemara of Chafei. There's something special, something unique characteristic about Kofar that doesn't lend itself to Kimud Ramine. What is it? So comes the Ri and says something very, very cryptic. Comes the Ri and says, I'll tell you what it is. Continues on, V'tan v'chizkiyah d'poyte for the shogeg, haynu mamon shehizik b'shas chiv misa. Kibud Ramine only applies to damage that are done b'shas chiyuv misa. Unlike this. This is different. What did the Ri not explain? But what is different about it exactly? So very unclear from the Rebbe himself. But if you take a look in the Shid Mekubetas on the 5th of Ramakamas, he quotes from a Talmud of Rabbeinu Peretz. It's the second line, the end of the second line, the 5th of Ramakamas. Bekach nira lefarish, delo shayach lenifter mikom levidramine, ela mamon she'imo, kagon demei vladus, demei hasam nafkalan pitur dekom levidramine, didashinan, ha'im ye asan be'isha layonish bedmei vladus. Aval b'dmei ha'isha ha'nehereges, delo mifta b'shem kamid raminei. Ulahachi kamer hacha sheshan v'hen erich liyoshim. That's a Talmud from Rabbeinu Peretz. So Rabbeinu Peretz just gave us a secret. And this is clearly what Tosfos means here as well. Let's go back to the drawing board. What's the original case of kamid raminei? How do you know menon emil kamid raminei? There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama, Mishnah in the third parak subis. What's the source in Chumash? The Gemara explains. Sukhman Pashas Mishpatim. The Torah describes two people fighting. And in the process of fighting, who gets hurt? Pregnant woman gets hurt. Nebuch v'yatsi l'da. Nebuch, terrible trial. They cause a miscarriage. So the Torah says, Anoshi, Anesh, Kashay, Yashis, Baal, Isha, V'nasa, Beflilim. So the person who hit this pregnant woman has to pay the Dmei Vlodos. That's a whole sugi of the fourth parak and the fifth parak of the Kama. All sugi about the Dmei Vlodos. You pay to the Baal. How do you evaluate? A whole line, a lot of lumdos. But there's a parish of Dmei Vlodos. But linked in the parish of Dmei Vlodos, the Torah puts the conditions. The Torah puts the brakes on the Dmei Vlodos and says the following. B'chi yinatzu, anashim yachdov, ish v'yachiv. No, more possible. That's the parish's kiseitzu. See what happens when you say psukhum yalpeh? What does it say? V'nagifu has to start. Kiyinatzu,
anashim
yachdov. V'nagifu, ish v'yachiv. No, I just remember how the... So the Torah says this whole parasha only applies. What does ason mean? No real terrible tragedy. Nobody died. I mean, Nebuch, the baby was a miscarriage, but no, you mean the woman didn't die, the other victim didn't, nobody died. So the Torah says, you have to pay the Dmei Vlodos, that's the V'lo Ya'ason. Mashmal says, V'im Ya'ason? Then you don't pay a penny. Why don't you pay a penny? Because you chayev misa. So there's an interesting machlokes at Tanaim, who died here in this tzukim? Did the woman die? Did the other guy die? Niskaven la gazeva her gazeta. That's the bachelor of Shimon Rabban. It's a complicated Sanhedrin figure. But the bottom line is, the Torah says clear as day, V'loya also, to teach me this, din deraisa of kamid ramine. Good, so it's the parasha of kamid ramine. That case of kamid ramine, if you think about it, says that say the Tamid Rabbi in Paris, Yechayev Misa, for what act? For the act of Ritzicha. Either Ritzicha of the mother, or Ritzicha of the other person you're fighting with. And Yechayev Momo potentially for what? For the Dmei Vlodos. Those are two different Mechayev. Those are two different Maisim that happened. I mean, it may have been the same punch, but they're two different Maisim. And they're two distinct Chiyuvim. So, Kum to Parash of Kibbutz Rabbi and says, when a person does simultaneously something that should nab him for X and for Y, if X is an Anish Aguf and Y is an Anish Mom, and Kibbutz Rabbi, and therefore we can extrapolate from there to any and every case where, once again, I have two different mechayvim. It's the same ma'aseh, but two different mechayvim. So I burned down a house on Shabbos. So why am I chayv misa? For violation of l'sasek ha'malacha. Why am I chayv mamon? For adam ha'mazik. Well, the person is chovo ba'av v'imai. Why is he chayv misa? For ma'akav v'imai. Why is he chayv mamon? For ayin tachas ayin. So whenever you have two different mechayvim, then we can discuss the bigger chiyuv swallows up the smaller chiyuv. But if a person does one thing that carries with it multiple chiyuvim for the same event, not for the two different mechayev, it's one mechayev that now has, you did one avera, and that one avera carries with it X, Y, and Z, it's nitan lehe amer, say the Tamid Rabbeinu Peretz, that you can be chayev twice. You can be chayev an onish aguf and an onish bobin, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's not the model of Kimmel Dramin. The model of Kimmel Dramin is two different mechayev, not one mechayev. So says the Ri, when you kill somebody, it's the maiser ritzicha that's mechayev misa, and it's nitan lehe amer, that same identical maiser ritzicha should be mechayev what? Should pay kesher, should pay kofer. So it's tzach a good svara. If the rule, the Torah says that an animal pays kofer, maybe kavachayim, a person should pay kofer. So the Gemara says, you're right. That tzach should be the din. And you want to know why there's no kofer by a person? Look at the Gemara of Chavadav Chavay. Why is there no kofer by a person? Because what does the Pasuk say? Im kofer yushas. Allah velo, Allah adam. Kach nem alachta. Halach mash. See, Joshua, Gzer Sakosov. There's no kofer for a person. But Lu lay that Gzer Sakosov, Zakhtari. There should have been kofer. And don't turn around and tell me a story about Kimmel Ramine. Doesn't this king Kimmel Ramine? Because Kimmel Ramine only applies when you have two separate Mechayev, not when you have one Mechayev. That's the Shita Sari. That's, again, if that's what the Ri meant on the Dalid, that's the same Rav Benu parents.
When we're asking our original question, that Adam has come to Rav Minay, is that like a code phrase for saying that Adam gets something that's more chamer than kofer? Or that Adam does have a little bit of a chiyuv of also and just doesn't get that chiyuv?
Well, you're already talking Lomdus and Kimmel Ramin. You're already 20 steps ahead. Rambatans and Marcus by Kimmel Ramin. We're not after that yet. We'll hang in there for that. Okay, so again, so we've discovered Rabbeinu Peretz for sure said, and we're guessing that's what the Ri said as well. Nevertheless, if you look at other Rishonim and at other Tosafim, it's clear there's a whole other picture going on. There are other versions of Tosafos that give an entirely different reason why there's no Kimmel Ramine by Koifer. And we're trying to identify Manishtana Koifer from these two. According to the Rivah, they're identical. But according to the Ri, there's an absolute line to stand between Nezek Kefer and Oynes and Katras to Koifer. Which of these is not like the others? Why is Koifer different? What quality, what characteristic does Koifer have that doesn't lend itself to Kimmel Ramine? What is it? Now someone could say what they said 20 minutes ago. Huh? It's Tashmume Kapara. There are multiple types of Tashlum in the Torah. Many kinds of tashlumin are tashlumin mamun. Mamun is very simple. I broke the guy's window, got to pay him back $100 on the window. That's mamun. There's a kenas, Shiva Torah. Kenas means I stole his property, I stole his animal. So to return the value of the animal, that's mamun. To pay kefal, hey, that's already above and beyond the call of duty. That's the kenas chinuchi. But then there's a third kind of tashlumin, that's tashlumin kapara. Where the goal of the tashlumin is not really because I caused him a loss. That's not even an onesh for what I did. It's the avera that I did carries with it a potential onesh, a much greater onesh. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Bechasto HaGodol says you can be mechaper for that onesh. Not all that different then. A person does an avera, it's Bechal Shabbos B'Shegig. So even Chol Shabbos B'Shegig carries with it a potential onesh. Albeit not as chomer as an aver b'nezid, but shogeg also needs kapar. Why? Why does the shogeg need a kapar for? Why is it parish of kapar for shogeg b'chol? It's not my fault. Oh, so the simple pshat is you weren't careful. I mean, if lu yitzu, you would have been up the par. If you really would, if you would have learned to Shabbos better, this wouldn't have happened. If you would have been paying more attention, you wouldn't have forgotten that it was Pesach. If you wouldn't have been at the ball game, you would have remembered not to eat the pretzels. If you would have been sitting and learning in Chol HaMoed like you're supposed to, so then this wouldn't have happened. If you wouldn't have been in a place that it's hard to remember that it's Pesach, you never would have fallen into this. You spend a whole week looking at food that looks like Chol HaMoed, so it's not a big surprise. You forgot and you ate a slice of pizza. Fine. Okay, that's an aside. Fine. So, I got extra bun this year to say my comments about Pesach problems. Shana Mubarak, you have an extra month of chizuk. Okay. Anything I ever say, by the way, about any of those kinds of things, everyone should know, I totally understand, it's not the Yadchem of anybody here where you're going to go for Pesach. But someday, in years to come, it's going to be the Yadchem, and you remember that you had a crazy Meshuggah Rebbe one day who told you the truth. So someday you'll remember that. Okay. In my old age, you'll remember that. Okay. Abishai. So the bottom line is sometimes the person does something that there's an onesh coming from the Shemayim. And the Torah gives you the opportunity to be mechaper in that onesh. So we have a parish of kaparas, of kabanos, there's a kapara. Golus for shogig, for ritzicha, maybe a kapar also, to a certain degree. And sometimes the Torah has a very, very strange form of kapar. It's almost misleading, but the Torah says the kapar is found in dollars and cents. And in theory, where can the dollars and cents have gone to? In theory, the Torah could have said, Yeshua killed somebody, in theory, what could the Torah have said to do? To take $1,000 and do what with it? Give it to tzedakah, give it to the Beit HaMikdash, give it to the yeshiva. In theory, that could have been a kapara. So the Rebbe Shlomo Chacham also said, you know what, take that money and give it to who? Give it to the Yarshim. But that's the Torah's kapara. It's not the Torah's mammon. There's no correlation at all between that and mammon. It's not a knas. It's not an oynesh. This is not the oynesh for what you did. The oynesh for what you did is klapei Shemaya. This is a kapara to get you off the hook, to atone for that sin that would have brought about otherwise the oynesh and Shemayim. That's the kapara. So sometimes we find in halacha there's a tashlumi kapara. It's a different kind of tashlumi. Look at it. There are different dinim that go for tashlumi kapara. So come Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos and suggest that's the reason why which of these is not like the other. That kapara, kaifer, is not the same as nezek kaflin oynes, because, not because like what made a parrot said, it's not the same because these are all examples of a chiyuv acher, and this is oisei chiyuv. No, that's not the pshat. But rather, Tosfos Ksuvos writes, the difference is, these are all mamon, / knas, that's all the same for our purposes, whereas this is tashlumi kapara. That's the reason. So we have a lot of work to do on this Tosfos in Maseches Ksuvos. A lot of work. Everyone saw the Tosfos? Everyone get up to that Tosfos? No? How far, guys? Okay, we'll try to go a little slower. But there's a Tosfos in Ksuvos of Lamed Amud Beis that says it. But we have a lot of things to prove first before we can say this Tosfos. What are some of the things we have to know about? Everything's got to add up for this pshat to work. Number one, what if some things have to be true? Okay, well we have to know a lot of things. So number one, we have to make sure we have all our facts right, because every one of these facts are going to be necessary in order for this pshat to fly. So in order for this pshat to be correct, number one, we better make sure that we know that kofar is a lot. As a kapara, just because it has the same letters of the shoresh doesn't necessarily mean it's true. So we better make sure we have that right. Okay? What else do we have to make sure we know 100%? What? We have to know that this makes sense. That there's no kofar. What's the svara? So what's the svara that there's no kumlay? Ain't kumlay be kofar. Like, this is just stam. Like, does it make any sense that somehow Kimmel Dramani covers Mammon, covers Kenas, and it falls short by Kofar? Is there a Svar? And number two, even if it makes sense to us, it probably behooves Tosfos to what? To bring a what? Raya. To bring a Raya. Now, in order to bring a Raya, you don't want to bring a Raya from Kofar itself. You want to bring a Raya from some other Tashlumi Kapara. So that's going to be very, very tricky, because there aren't all that many to choose from. So you're going to have to really, really Google really, really hard Shas to find a similar tashlumi kapara. First of all, you have to discover what that similar tashlumi kapara is. And then you have to be really, really convinced that there's a gemara out there that actually says that there's no kibbutz ramine on that tashlumi kapara. And then, if all that is true, if you can bring a raya for some other tashlumi kapara somewhere else, we don't know what it is even, somewhere that there's ein kumlay, then you're in business. So it tells us there's a lot of work to do. It's not a simple feat that's in front of them. So let's do the easiest. Start with the easiest one. What's the easiest? Just make sure that kofar is kapar. If it's not, then we're wasting our time. So why is this easiest? Because it's a Farshi Gemara. It's a Farshi Gemara that's not clear what the answer to the question is. Comes the Gemara, both in the fourth Rekha Bava Kama as well as in the days of Maseches Machas. This is still within the summer reach of some people before the Gimel and Malkut, so some people actually got to this. The Gemara quotes the Machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes Tanoim, how to calculate kofar? How's it supposed to go? We need about kofar. Im kofar yushas alav v'nasan pidyon. Is it permitted pressure? No. V'nasan pidyon nafsho k'chol ashe yushas alav. Okay, translate. Im kofar, if you have an obligation to make kofar, Benasan pidyon nafsho. Oy, oy, oy. One of those what? Ambiguous pronouns. We love those. Right? Benasan pidyon nafsho. Pidyon nefesh shall be. Shall hamazik or shall hanizak? He shall give the redemption value of his soul. Who is the his? Is it the mazik? Or is it the dead guy, the nizak? The mazik, the owner of the shah mazik, he's a strong guy. He's worth a lot of money. Nizak was never a wimpy guy. He got beat up by a cow, by a bull, by a sheep, by a goat, by a chicken. Not so. I tell a story about the Maisa Hai. The Mishnah says a time ago, once a chicken attacked a baby, and they killed the baby, Nebuch, and they had to kill the chicken. Al Shor Hanisko. So we went to see from Rai. Shor Hanisko's love dafka Shor, even a time ago, like we spoke about the other day. So the Dvei HaMazik is not necessarily in dollars and cents the same as the Dvei HaNizak. Who do you follow? Machlek Zaturim. So one Tana says you go boss of the Dvei HaMazik, one if the Dvei HaNizak. One says, what's the Machlek? Yes? One says, oh, here's the Machlek. Yes. What is Kofir all about? Is Kofir fundamentally damages? It's Nezek. Namely, my animal caused an unbelievable hefsid. Not only did my animal cause a hefsid in terms of it broke somebody's, it ate somebody's fruit. It gored somebody. It killed somebody. Look at the financial hefsid. It's going to cause gefelach. He's the breadwinner of the family. The guy was worth $100,000 easily. $1 million. $10 million. His life insurance policy is worth so much. But yet, today he may be worth more after he's dead than he was alive. But in the olden days, so in Nebuch, there's a tremendous hefsid moment. Who suffers the hefsid, obviously? The Yorshim. That's what the Torah says. You know, pay the value of what the person was. So if you look at Kofir through the eyes of Hefsid, through the eyes of Nezek, then it makes sense that you pay Dvei Nezek. What sense would it make to pay Dvei Mazik? What's the answer? If you hold that it's a kapar for mine Hefesh, that means if Reuven's animal killed somebody, Reuven is in Shemayim, they're about to take his Nefesh away. So he comes to Rav Gershon, please don't take my Nefesh away. I'll pay you for my Nefesh. Whatever you say, what's my Nefesh worth? So, get the actuary guys to evaluate. You're worth $500,000. Good. I'm paying. Here it is. Here it is. I'll give a check to the yeshiva. So Rav Gershon says, don't give the money to the yeshiva. Give the money to who? Give it to the Yorshim. But it could have just as easily gone to the yeshiva because it's not really geared to the Yorshim. It's not the main Nizuk. So the Gemara says, that must be the Machlekes HaTanaim. A very conceptual Lamdash Machlekes. Is it fundamentally Nezuk or fundamentally Kapara? Gemara says, nah, I'm going to pop, it's not true. L'yaylam kuliyam l'pligi that's Kapara. Avad that's Kapara. And the Ikaron is Kapara. So why does one man the Yomah say that you paid Dvei Nizuk? It's like there's a cost of the Gemara. It's Rasha, it says here, it says Yosh is here, Yosh is there, whole Chagadja. And therefore, just because you paid Dvei Nizuk, that doesn't indicate that it's Nezuk. It's really fundamentally kuliyam l'pligi that it's Kapara. That's Tashlumi Kapar, not Tashlumi Nezek. Atkan Devir Gemara. Now, Beineinu, why do we care whether it's Kapar or Nezek? Once the Gemara says there's no Nafkamina, because you can hold Kapar, you can hold this Nezek, and you still calculate the same way. So what do we care? The only Nafkamina is given the Raminei. Why would we even care that it's Tashlumi Kapar, Tashlumi Nezek? Once you told me that doesn't make a difference in dollars and cents, what's the difference? Anyone know? Anyone here learned Makas the Bezim is?
Isn't it?
No, we're not up to Tezis yet. We're just getting the background, collecting the background. So the original context was Adam Zomerman. So two Adam come and say, we're made that Reuven sure killed somebody. If it's already a Shomua, it killed somebody. And Reuven's have to pay Kofir. And what happens? Right? What happens? Oy, oy, oy. V'dashu ha-shoftim, hey, Tev, v'nei. A
sheker. Oh,
a sheker. A novi achiv. So we just had Iman HaYisem. Two Adam walk in and say, not true. Adam Zerman, right? Iman HaYisem. No, keep it continuing. Va'as Yisem lo. Kasher zamam la'sos li'achiv. V'yatara mikibecha. V'chol Yisrael. Lo yastifu la'sos. Oh. Kedvara. Okay, good. Very nice. Okay, maybe we should stop and just practice, cantering and laying together. Okay. Rabbi Isai. What? We'll just keep on violating. This is a random left. Okay. So comes the Gemara Machas and says, is there a Pashav Adam Zerman in this case? Acharya. Two Edom were made that Reuven has to pay kosher. They're caught dead in their chair. They're caught as liars. They're Edom Zayman. They should have to pay kosher. So the Gemara says, no, Edom Mishalman is a kosher. They don't have to pay kosher. Why not? Why don't they pay kosher? Because Kufra Kapara, Bahani Labri Kapara Nunu. That it only makes sense to invoke the parish of Edom Zayman on something which is a Chiv Mammon. When I try to make a Chiv Mammon to you, I try to say that you broke a window. Turns out you didn't break the window, I'm chayav to pay. But to have a chiyav v'edim zayimin on a kapara doesn't make any sense. Because the payment is in lieu of the chiyav of misa b'dei shemayim. But there never was a misa b'dei shemayim. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. It doesn't make any sense to pay tashlum kapara unless there was an onesh that was sitting on my head in the first place. So Edom Zomim, the Maisa, their animal didn't kill anybody. So they did a table of air of Edom Zomim, but being in a check, it doesn't carry with Misa de Shemayim. It carries other Anshim, not Misa de Shemayim. So it's only the Azeira of not watching Mashur Mu'ah that carries with it the Misa de Shemayim, Vagam Ba'ol of Yumas, and Kump the Parish of Kavitim, Kavitim just love it to Kapora. So by Edom Zomim, it doesn't, the whole model breaks down, so therefore it's not Shayach to make them, the Edom Zomim have to pay Kavitim. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Ramban is a very, very fancy Pshah and Ekimah, but not for now. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that you can't talk about Edom Zayman and something which is special in Kapara. It undermines the whole model of Kapara. So that's one possible nafka mila dina. So it's important, again, it's important to know whether something is Mammon or is Kapara. That's one possible nafka mila. So comes the Re and says, I'll give you another important nafka mila. What's the important nafka mila? Asik, namely, is the Kamli Ramin Ena. So if you hold that Kaifer would have been Mammon, like one possibility, the Gemara had at one stage within one Tana. So then it would have been the same as Nezek Kefal Einis, that would have been Kibbutz Ramani. But La Halacha, Amar Papa Kuli Amal Pligi, that it's Kapara. So once you tell me that it's Kapara, so it's not Shaykh to Kibbutz Ramani. And therefore, you need a special exist, a cost of a love Lamaita to Adam. At the end of the day, Yitaka is no Kofar by Adam, but not outside of Kibbutz Ramani. So all the tithes, all we've proven so far is what? We've only proven the first part. We've proven that Karpus Kapara. That was easy. That was the Gemara. But we still don't know Misvara why this is true, and more important, we don't have a Raya that it's true. So in order to create a Raya, in order to find a Raya, we're really, really limited in scope because we have to find a parallel Kapara. So can someone give me a case of a parallel Kapara? Give me a case of Kapara. Stretch your imagination. Give me a case of Kapara. I gave you an example before. What? Bring a carbon, right? Bring a carbon as a Kapara. Is that going to help us here? A guy does an Aveira, at the same time that he's Chayav Misas Beis Din, he's Chayav to bring a carbon for almost a different Aveira. Is that a good example? What's wrong with that? Why does it not even lend itself to Kibbutz Ramani? Because it's not what?
Carbon is only for his shogeg.
It's amazing. No. Even in the case, look at I did an Aveira that would have carried with the two Chayuvim with it. One would have been, I don't know, I would have. A guy burnt down. Lit a fire on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. He was mazing on one and shaking on another. So he's chayav misa for Shabbos and chayav korban for Yom Kippur. Would you say kibbutz ramani? I just made up a case. Would you say kibbutz ramani? So that sounds like a parallel case, right? There's something fun, something fishy about that case. What's fishy about that case? We don't want that as a model. Why? Because what kind of kapara is that? It's a kapara, but it doesn't have the most important component, the most important characteristic of kibbutz ramani. What is it not? It's not tashlumin. It's not money. It's to bring an animal to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a chiyuv tashlumin. So the only kind of kapara that we could find is it's got to be something which is fundamentally a chiyuv of kapara, but it's a kapara that is expressed physically through the mechanism of tashlumin. That's, we have to find a parallel, perfect parallel to kofar, because kofar is a very bundant kind of kapara. It's a kapara, right? The atzmus was a kapara, but it has smacks of tashlumin to it. So we can discuss kibbutz ramani and then decide that it doesn't apply. So we have to rack our brains to find. There are only 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. So which one are we going to find? Very, very hard. Anyone have any idea, any clue? There's only one potential one out there at a long shot. It's a kapara, maybe, we're not even sure, but it has tashlumin to it. What is that? No, we're going to have to disagree with Kefal. Why? Because Kefal is not Kapara. Kefal is what? It's Knas. Knas is like Mammon. So I need something that carries with it a potential onishamayim, and the Torah lets you pay to get out of it. You can bribe your way out of the onishamayim. Well, I know you cheated because it's an next sugya, yeah. But I want to know what is that chiyuv? Who? To where? To what?
Number 10.
Yeah, I know that. I wrote the Ramkam, yeah. So, I don't want Chomish al-Hakish. You have to really, really think hard. Think of a tashlumen in the Torah. That's a very, very strange tashlumen. You're paying it because you really did an aveira that should have carried with it a really serious anish.
I think it's
Eved Ivri, maybe? Well, Eved Ivri, not really. Eved Ivri, he stole, so he should have to pay. If he could pay with cash, great. If he can't pay with cash, if he didn't come bring him out, so I'll give you a hint, it's in Parshas Amor. And it's not your first thought, not your first idea of a Cheshem Mishpat altogether. It came about because of an aveira that I did. Not Masnad, it's the Knas.
You wait truma,
you're a czar. You know what happens to feeding truma? What do you chai feeding truma if you're a czar? Misdei Shemayim. Ooh, now we're talking. Misdei Shemayim. Now, this is like Kofar already, right? You're starting out Misdei Shemayim. Torah says, but he did b'shoigeg. V'ihish ki yochal kodesh v'shkaga. He did b'shoigeg. So, this is almost like, well, as b'chal Shabbos amazed it, I should really be chai of gaval kar, etc. I did b'shoigeg, the Torah is about to give me a break. The Baruch Hashem, it's not going to be the worst of the worst. The Torah is going to give me a chance to get out of it, to sneak out of it. What does it say? What? So the Torah said, listen, pay back what you ate. That's for sure. Pay back what you ate. And add on something also. Add on chaymesh. Add on a fifth of the value. And give that whole tashlumen to the Kodesh. And that tashlumen will be mechaper for your terrible aveira that you did of eating truma b'shoigeg. So, that's in the ballpark. It's similar because it's very similar. It started out with a potential chiyuv misav deshemayim, just like Kofar started out with a gamba olav yumas. It got watered down because it wasn't absolute. I mean, in the case of truma was b'shoigeg. In the case of Kofar, I didn't really do it. My animal did it. So it's almost a certain degree of like pshia, not really, not ramish mezid. It's almost like a shtickle like shoigegish. And the Torah is throwing at me a kapara. It's not a knas, it's not moment, it's a kapara. And the kapara is not a gift to the Beis Hamikdash or a gift to the tzedakah or a check to the yeshiva. It's money that's going to the recipient of the quote-unquote loss. Namely, in the case of the kofar to the yarshim, in the case of the truma to the kayin, because he's ultimately the one who suffered the loss. Again, it could have just as easily gone to tzedakah, to the Beis Hamikdash. But the Torah chose to give it to the Kohen, but the Ikaron, the Etzem Adover, it's a Tashlum Ikapar. So the model is not bad. It's probably the closest one we have, maybe the only one we have. Now, of course, in order for this model to be accurate, we better be 100% sure that it is Tashlum Ikapar, because it doesn't say that explicitly in the Chumash. So we have to really, really be convinced, based on understanding Tashlum Ikapar a little bit better, that's Kapara. But more important, what do we have to really, really be convinced? That there's no Kibbutz Dramine on it. So we have a work cut out for us. Right? We have to prove all of that. So now we just stop learning Bavakama right now. We have to now hopefully begin to learn the Sigif Tashlumi Truma, prove that it's Kapara, prove there's no Kibbutz Dramine on it, use that as the model for the Re, and then eventually complete the circle and come back to Kapara, back to Kofar, I'm sorry, and explain that's what the Re sheet is all about. So we have really have a work cut out for us. If we would have gone down the route of Rabbi Neperes, the sugya was over a long time ago. It was just chiyav acher, also chiyav, and call it a day. But no, we're not going down that route. We're going down the kapara, in contrast to moment kanas route. We better make sure we have all our facts right. So this is going to lead us to begin a somewhat difficult sugya in the second parak of the second tzachim. So I want everyone to try to get ahead of me in the mind of on this. Beginning of the second, and in the middle of the second parak of the second tzachim, there is a very, very complicated sugya. We're going to try to just extract the parts that we need. The reason why it's in Tzachim is because it describes the person who listened to what he did. He ate Truma B'Shoigeg, but guess what kind of Truma B'Shoigeg he ate? he ate chametz on Pesach because he forgot it was Pesach. He forgot it was Pesach. He forgot it was Truma. He forgot everything. So we have to figure out, what do we do with such a person? Is what? He went to the Pesach program that turns Tashlume Truma Bechamet Beshagi. Right. Okay? So hopefully we'll have to show tomorrow. We'll try to pick up from that. You guys want to dive in with this?